Ed Krause. Captain Pfluger sent me to help you out.
Joe Antonetti. Welcome to the basement sweatbox of the detective unit. The Kingsbury Run murders, a.k.a. the Cleveland Torso murders. Our very own Jack the Ripper. Just like the Ripper, the bastard's never been caught.
You think he's still out there?
If he is, he's a hell of a lot older than when he started dismembering his victims like hunks of raw meat. If he's not dead or locked up, why'd he stop killing? Or did he?
Who was on the phone earlier?
A detective. He wants to pick my brain about an old case.
There's another body over here.
Holy mother of God.
You think these two murders are connected?
Hell, I don't know. Maybe. This one has no socks. So maybe we're looking at two killers.
Who found it?
A guy walking along the beach collecting driftwood.
The coroner wants you to take it to Lakeside Morgue.
He probably wanted to destroy the corpse with quicklime, but mistakenly used slacklime, which resulted in the opposite of what he intended.
Then I'm looking for a dumb shit.
Oh, that depends.
On what?
On whether he gets away with it or not.
Why do you think we asked you to come all the way back to Cleveland, Pike?
It's either Elliot Ness you want to know about, or it's the butcher.
And we want to hear about Gus Frayne.
I need your help, Detective Pike. Will you tell anybody in the future about what's about to happen will need to be a fabricated narrative?
Frayne's long buried.
So is Elliot Ness.
Yeah, but I didn't shoot him.
Yes, alcohol is legal. To drink, to buy, but not to sell without a liquor license.
Mr. Ness playing boiler room politics here in Cleveland? This isn't Chicago. This isn't his turf.
It's whatever Mr. Ness makes it.
Start with the butcher. You were there at the beginning.
September 5th, 1934.
You remember the exact date?
I remember every damn detail about the butcher case.
Vic number two, we've ID'd as Edward Andrassi, male, 28 years, known degenerate.
This is the warehouse district. What are we doing out here?
Your gun loaded?
What the hell do you think?
They're coming right at us, Frayne.
Frayne, get out of the way!
You think I wouldn't hear about what you've been up to, Pike? Guys from the station saw you.
And you're sure about Pike being involved in one of the killings?
Gus Frayne.
Like a broken record, aren't you, Detective? I'll tell the story my way, or I don't tell it at all.